Now it is time, here now, for the book club. And I'm joined each month by writer, author, Sylvia Kent. She's also a journalist as well. And she brings us the book club each month with a wealth of interesting guests from writers, actors, sci-fi, romance novelists, historians and more. So very good morning to Sylvia.
Good morning.
Looking gorgeous as ever. How are you, my dear?
Well, upset at the moment, technical problems with this Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's sounding absolutely fine, so don't worry. It sounds fine.
The only thing is, I've lost all my notes.
Computers are against us.
Oh, dear, never like this morning.
So, Sylvia, tell us what you've been up to, because you always tell us about Billericay Readers, Brentwood Writer Circle, and loads more.
Oh, well, just the same, except we're coming up to Christmas, aren't we? And we're all planning to have lunches and Christmassy type things, particularly at Brentwood Writer Circle. We're going into our 83rd year in 2024. Lots of new people coming to us, some with new books, and they want to learn how to market their books and talk about them, which is why we're so grateful to you, Michelle, because particularly with our new friend, Andrea, who came all the way from Leytonstone earlier in the year. She quite enjoyed herself, but what a way to come, Brentwood, on the train. But she is brilliant, and you're going to enjoy listening to her. All the other things are going well. Billericay Readers Group had a really great meeting on Tuesday, and the book we're reading at the moment is Cold Comfort Farm by Stella Gibbons, which is a very old book. She wrote it in 1930s. Something Nasty in the Woodshed is what everyone thinks of when they think of Stella Gibbons.
Yep.
But she was also one of our Society of Women Writers in the 30s, because, as you know, we're nearly 130 years old.
Yes.
At where we meet, you know, in Whitehall, in the National Bible Club. And, so writing, reading, that's what it's all about.
And just to say, in this world that we live in at the moment, which is all topsy-turvy all over the place, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, because you will remember, and even I will remember going back to when I first started working, how difficult it was for women to be taken seriously as writers and journalists, or even as going into the police force. These are things that women, when you go back at that time, women, you know, it was frowned upon for a woman to be a writer.
Yes. But the poor old journalists at the end of Victoria's reign, they had to adopt a male name, you know, if they were columnists, or you had to either make up a name, use your husband's, or if you were quite well off, you got on okay. But the ordinary journalists who were operating in Fleet Street in the 1890s, we started in 1894, they had to... starve if they wanted to be writers, or adopt these stupid names, you know, male-oriented names. But anyway, we still carry on. Next year it will be 130 years, and we'll be celebrating in the House of Lords on May the 1st.
And
with lots and lots of famous names coming.
And that's with Fluella Benjamin, who people who might have watched Play School back in the, probably in the 70s, she was one of the hosts on that. And she looks exactly the same. I don't think she ages at all.
No, she's lovely. And I can show you some lovely close-ups. But great deal of fun. And you get a big hug as well from her when you come up. And join us at different levels. They don't have to be fully published writers. They can come in, and we've got some chaps as well who also belong and come. That's great. We've got lots of Brentwood people that go as well. Yeah, join us.
I know that you do these wonderful history books, and I love looking at pictures, even online, where you look at something like Brentwood High Street from maybe the 1900s, and then you're standing in the same place, or they do a picture from later on in 2023. I think it's fantastic, because a lot of the times they might do it when you've got parades and all sorts of things, and you can see all the Victorians standing around. It's fascinating.
It's gorgeous. I love it. And so do lots of other people, because we get loads and loads of emails and people from all over the world who want to know about their old Brentwood and Billericay, dare I say, because I live here and I'm working on a book at the moment. It's my 14th. And that includes lots of pictures and research. But above all, hundreds of people. So we're always busy here.
Excellent. Have you got a have you got a title for the book yet? Are you not allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say.
I'm not allowed.
And the publishers have to be very quiet about it. So
is it coming out in, is it January, February, March next year?
Oh, no. Probably the end of 2024, I think.
Oh, excellent. So there's another book by Sylvia that you can check out. Now, Sylvia's got an amazing blog. We can check that out online, which is Blogspot. Just type in Sylvia Kent and you can find out. She interviews loads of different people. Fascinating. Go there because it's a very, very busy blog. And coming up next, we're going to be chatting to Andrea Miles, who's an author, astrologer and spiritualist medium. I can't wait to chat.